Right now, we're going to go to the COVID-19 briefing live from Wellington.
New cases of COVID-19 to report in New Zealand. However, our total number of confirmed cases today increases by four. Let me explain. These cases are people who returned to New Zealand from the Greg Mortimer cruise ship back in April, 13th of April, and they had all tested positive for COVID-19 in Uruguay before they came back. They had been classified as under investigation while we were awaiting information from Uruguay to avoid them being double counted as part of the overall World Health Organization numbers. We've now confirmed with our counterparts in Uruguay that they did not report those cases, so we are. I should say all four of these people have recovered. And you, for those of you who recall, actually we had added three of them to our total and then took three off. The fourth of these had also tested positive in Uruguay, but then upon arrival in New Zealand, when we tested all of those passengers, all 13 of them who returned off that ship, that fourth person tested negative and subsequently tested positive. So we have these four historical cases. We are now adding them to the New Zealand total to add to the World Health Organization total. I'm sure that is all very clear. I'm happy to answer questions on that later. But suffice to say, back to my original statement, there are no new cases to report, which is encouraging. Questions I'll take at the end if that's all right. Our total number of confirmed cases, despite there being no new cases, is therefore 1,153, and 350 of these are probable cases. So 1,153 confirmed cases, 350 probable cases, and the combined total is now 1,503. A total of 96% of all confirmed and probable cases have now recovered. That's 1,442, an increase of nine on yesterday. There are just two people in hospital again today in Auckland and Middlemore hospitals. Neither are in ICU, and I'm pleased to say there are no further deaths to report. Yesterday, there were a total of 3,125 lab tests completed, and the grand total is now 233,843 completed tests. As I signalled yesterday, overnight I participated in the opening session, at least, of the World Health Assembly that started at 10 p.m. New Zealand time last evening. In the opening session, there were statements from a number of country leaders, including Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor, Presidents Macron from France and Xi Jinping from China, and all had the same theme that they were covering, which was strong support for global cooperation in the response to COVID-19. The WHO Director General Tedros also spoke at the beginning of the meeting, and as part of his address, and it's public and some of you may have already seen that, he announced that he intends to initiate an independent evaluation of the COVID-19 response to develop recommendations that will help improve national and global pandemic preparedness in light of the COVID-19 experience. The timing of that evaluation is still to be announced, and a number of people who commented in that opening session did point out that it is important we do this review or evaluation. However, it is also important that the WHO and member states are not distracted at this point from their efforts in responding to the COVID-19 pandemic, but the Director General did indicate it would be undertaken at the earliest possible moment. Our strong focus remains on fighting the pandemic now, and we will of course contribute as we can to the evaluation when it commences to ensure we both learn and are able to share our experience. The meeting is about to pause and will be reconvened again tonight, and the resolution on COVID-19, which is a lengthy and substantial resolution that has been agreed by consensus by all WHO member states, will be considered again when it reconvenes. Today is World Family Doctor Day, and in New Zealand we don't tend to call our GPs family doctors, but I would like to shout out to around 5,500 GPs in New Zealand for the work they do day in, day out, and of course for the magnificent role they have played along with their colleagues as part of our response over recent months to the challenge of COVID-19. We've seen them fully involved in the swabbing through CBECs or in their own practices, and also adapting very quickly to be able to provide care to people under alert level 4 virtually using either video or phone calls. And finally, the Prime Minister announced yesterday the launch tomorrow of an app that will be part of our ongoing efforts around contact tracing. It will be available for download tomorrow, and I'll provide some more details about it at tomorrow's press conference. Are there any questions?
Have you revised your position on mask use, especially on public transport?
Not at this point, but it's still very actively under consideration. Not just whether or not masks may be useful in public transport, but all the different policy implications, including around supply for people, whether use of masks on public transport may mean you could relax some of the physical distancing arrangements, whether it's just public transport or indeed in other settings, and also the relevance of using them in alert level 2 and also if we're looking to move to alert level 1 as well.
Is there more of a reluctance because of those supply concerns or cost concerns around PPE?
Actually, no reluctance around use of masks. I guess it's just making sure we're considering what role they may have in our overall response, and if so, if they've been used by the general public, whether recommended or required, you know, the full raft of policy issues, including that people have got access to them.
The low prevalence of COVID-19 in the community at the moment, does that influence the decision on whether or not to recommend or mandate the wearing of masks?
Yes, it does, and it influences a range of things, really, including our advice that's being developed for Cabinet to consider on Monday about increasing group size. It obviously will be very influential in terms of our advice around a move down, possible move down to alert level 1. And so masks is just, and the use of masks is one consideration there. Likewise, we're finalising our planning around testing, surveillance and sentinel testing in alert level 2, and then potentially how that would look under an alert level 1 scenario. So yes, the number of cases in the community and the what is increasingly a very low risk of there being community transmission out there definitely influences whether or not we should be advising around or recommending the use of masks.
Just on alert level.
Well, that's Director General of Health Ashley Bloomfield in his regular 1 p.m. briefing, updating the COVID numbers. 4 more cases to add for complicated reasons, but no new cases of COVID-19 to report today in New Zealand. Some other interesting numbers there. 96% of people in New Zealand who had COVID-19 have now recovered. And yesterday they tested 3,125 people. That number seemed very high to me. You wonder who it is who's still displaying symptoms after all those weeks in lockdown. I guess there's a number of reasons why you might get tested, but it did seem a large number, 3,125. The total number tested around 233,000 now. Remember, you can listen to those media briefings in full by tuning in on the website rnz.co.nz. We'll take a video stream of that if you'd like to watch it on your laptop or other device. Otherwise, we tend to take them live and take a few questions and then move on unless there's something particularly urgent under discussion.